Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and I'm excited for the day, excited for our guest. We have Phoenix Rose. October 8th, her latest album came out, Feel My Fire, and so we are here to talk a little bit about that, but I think with what I've read and listened to with this new album, it has a lot to do with your past and your experience in music from an early age. So Phoenix, first off, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah. Excited to be here today. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you carving out the time. So tell me a little bit about growing up. And I mean, you were out the gate running and in the music industry.
Yeah, definitely. So I grew up in a really musical family. Both my parents are musicians. They're both from LA as well. And so my sisters and I started to sing together when I was really young. So when I was like 6 years old, my mom kind of taught us how to sing in harmony together. And then from there, we started doing arrangements of like our favorite songs and a cappella versions. So we just really took off with like arranging a cappella. And we had grown up in a very musical church. And one of our worship pastors, when we were kids, ended up having a lot of success in the music industry. His name is Ku Correll, and he did Umbrella for Rihanna. He's been Rihanna's vocal producer for a long time. Their company had a lot of success with like Justin Bieber and all these people. So when I was about 12 years old, we signed to Red Zone Entertainment under Ku Correll. And then from there, we signed a label deal with Interscope Records and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, we kind of went through the gamut of signing deals, things falling apart, all that jazz. So it's been a road.
Yeah, a lot going on there. Tell me a little bit about the Calvillo sisters. That would be you and your sister?
Yeah, the Calvillo sisters. So it was three of us, me and my two older sisters. And we... yeah, we sang mostly like three-part harmony, heavy type stuff. So we would do a cappella arrangements and whatnot. And then we also had recorded music that was like pop, R&B, kind of like never really found our sound, to be honest. We had like a hard time figuring that out because we were so young and we didn't really know what we wanted, and we all had really different tastes and really different styles. So it's been interesting to see, like, since we separated, how different each of us are and how we've been able to kind of find our own path since then. But yeah,
so I mean, that's a bit of a different experience for a lot of people. So
yeah,
tell me a little bit about those early days as far as like, what would your day-to-day life be like? I'm assuming you probably, it wasn't probably school like everybody else. I'm sure you were busy recording, or, I mean, what did that look like?
Yeah. So I did go to regular school through my freshman year of high school. So it would be like, you know, we'd go to school and then we'd go to the studio and be recording till late and then have to get up and go to school the next day and stuff. And we would also like practice and perform a lot. And then my freshman year of high school, we started traveling a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I started homeschooling my sophomore year on. So yeah, I didn't have a lot of those like regular experiences that a lot of people at that age do. So I didn't really go to high school. I didn't go to college. We ended up moving to Nashville when I was 19. So that was kind of like my college experience.
And talk about a change of pace, I imagine, from fast moving LA to Nashville moves at a little bit of a slower pace. What did you make of the experience?
We had a really good time in Nashville, and we still have like really close friends from that experience from being there. So it was definitely worth it. I am for sure a city person. I am not a country girl by any means.
Yeah.
But Nashville's a beautiful place, and it really taught me how to songwrite. So my experience there was like such a great education in songwriting, and it really helped me in that area and kind of helped me tap into that, because songwriting is really my thing now. Like, I love songwriting, and I don't think I would have really tapped into that unless we'd had that experience in Nashville. And their songwriting community is just so different than anything you'll find anywhere else. It's such a beautiful thing to experience.
You know, since I've been doing this show, I've talked to quite a few musicians who would leave LA for a time to go to Nashville, and it seemed that with most of those experiences, they all kind of found the same thing, like what you're talking about, a community of songwriters, and it kind of elevated their game. Do you think there is like a difference in those music circles, like in Los Angeles, like the way that people meet up and create music together than what we have in Nashville?
Very different. Yeah, I would say it's very different. I would say like a big difference is in my experience, and this, I mean, I was there 10 years ago, so, or maybe even more than 10 years ago. but I'm like, damn, that's a long time ago. So I'm sure that things have changed in Nashville since I've been writing there regularly. So a lot of my experience writing in Nashville at that time was like live guitars. Like, you'd be writing to someone playing a guitar, and then you would go back and produce it out later. A lot more live instrumentation and that kind of thing was the thing at the time. In LA, the experience is more like you'll listen to a track, you'll find something that you like, and then you'll write to it. Or maybe you have a producer that likes to produce on the spot. So, you know, you find a vibe and then they'll produce the track out and then you'll write to that. So it's kind of, I would say that's a big difference. I would also just say kind of like the energy around it is a little different. And the energy of the people are very different. Like, sure. I think that songwriters in Nashville are a little bit more open. You know, it's very much like, cool, let's write. Everybody's just down. I think in LA, you kind of have to find your community of people a little bit more that you really rock with, and that fit your energy and your vibe. So I definitely think it's a little bit different. Yeah. I love both, but Nashville is definitely special.
Yeah. So it was during Nashville to where you and your sisters would part way and you would begin to kind of carve your own path. What do you think ultimately led to that?
So it was a little after Nashville. Yeah. You know, we were just getting older. We'd been in the industry already for a long time, and we all really had different passions and things that we wanted to pursue that were just outside of the group. My eldest sister is a crochet fashion designer. And she kind of started her business, or she started really tapping into crocheting when we lived in Nashville. And then when we moved home, she kind of started to make a business out of it and started designing more and stuff. And she was really starting to focus in on that. And so she's taken that all the way. She's full time doing her crochet designing now. And it's incredible what she does. She's absolutely amazing. And then my middle sister, Angelique, she's also a composer, producer, incredibly talented as well. But she just had a different focus that she wanted to be able to do her own thing. And I think also like performing a lot was starting to wear on the girls. And we just kind of started to have different priorities. I think my sisters definitely started to have different priorities. the dissipation of the group was really hard for me at the time because I was still really young, and that was basically like the only thing I had ever worked towards in my life. So it was very much like part of my identity and part of who I was. So letting that go was really hard for me. But now in hindsight, I see how beneficial it was for me to be able to have that freedom and to be able to do my own thing and really figure out who I was as an artist. And so now it's really cool because now we all have our own things going and we're starting to kind of sing together again, which has been really fun. So, and we just do like casual stuff. Like we'll do little Instagram videos of just like clips of something we want to sing, but it's been really cool to be able to tap back in and not have all the pressure and all the intensity that was there before. And now we can just be sisters and not have all the business end of things and just do it kind of for fun at this point. And we'll see if it leads into anything in the future, but yeah, it's been really fun.
Yeah, very cool. So I was noticing like when you began to find yourself as a solo artist, and I think this is just how much music with the streamers such as a Spotify or your Apple Music or whatever streamer that people prefer to use is the idea of a full album is still something that musicians do, but I think we tend to do more singles. And so I noticed early when you were breaking out and finding your sound, you had what, 13 singles?
Yeah, in 2020, I did 12 singles. So it was one a month. That was really fun, a really fun goal. I was proud of myself for doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know that I stand by all of those songs, but you know what? I did it. I put it out there.
There you go. And then momentum would come, and that was with Acme. Was that still working through the old record deal that y'all had landed earlier, or was that a new thing?
New thing, yeah. It was with a producer that I worked closely with at the time, and it was they were a sync licensing company that was doing like specific artist projects. So we partnered with them for that project. And again, it's a good sync project. I would say those songs still get placed and stuff, but, you know, definitely have developed since then.
Yeah.
Very different from my sound now.
And, something else cool that I found was, you and TV shows.
Yeah.
Love is Blind, Sex Lives of College Girls. How did all that come together?
You know, I've been really tapping into the sync licensing world for, I would say, the last 5 years now. And it's all just different avenues. And, you know, with a lot of music stuff, it's like, you kind of just got to throw shit at the wall and see what sticks. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's been a lot of different, just like trial and error, working with different companies, throwing things out there and seeing what happens. So the Sex Lives of College Girls actually was a placement I got through Eternal Music Group, which is the same company that helped me release this last project, Feel My Fire. So that was a really cool placement. Some of the other stuff was with my previous production partner as well. So some connections through him and through his team. And I just recently got a really big Walmart placement, which has been really cool. We were on their back to school campaign this past year. So that was through my newer production partner, Devin O'Bannon, and through his publishing team. So yeah, it's just all different avenues, just building relationships with different people and doing our best to send in good music, you know. I think that's really the key, just having good music that competes.
Yeah. Well, I think that will lead us up to Feel My Fire. This is your latest music project that's available for everyone to listen. And this was my first discovery of you, and I've really enjoyed the music. So Feel My Fire, where did the name come from? And give us a little inside scoop on kind of what you were thinking when you were putting this EP together.
Yeah, so Eternal Music Group and Archival Music, they someone from their team approached me about doing an artist EP a little over a year ago. And so we were kind of like really dialing in what we wanted our sound to be, what our focus was going to be. So a lot of these songs were really inspired by like Sia, Cassius Clay was another artist, Fleetwood Mac. So we had some direction of like sound wise where we wanted to go. And then really it's just letting the magic happen in the studio and just like seeing what comes out. I love that the project ended up being called Feel My Fire, which came from the song Feel My Fire. It was just something I had written that we really loved. And so we just used the title for the EP. But I also really love that because my name Phoenix obviously is like rising from the ashes, and Phoenix is burst into flames and then rebuild themselves. And it's really cool because this project is really kind of that sentiment for me. I feel like I've had to restart, reinvent myself like so many times in the music industry. And this project was another one of those moments where it was like, I had come out of a really bad breakup and had changed production teams and started working with my good friend Devin, who produced most of this record. And so this was just me kind of declaring like this new space that I'm in of like confidence and believing in myself and feeling like the dream is still possible. Because a lot of times in the industry, you just like, because you have all these moments of having to start over and do it, it's like, can I still make this happen? Like, am I still capable of this? Am I young enough? All these things, right?
Sure.
And so this album has kind of just been like me stepping into that power and that confidence of like, no, I'm still here. I'm still doing this and I'm not going to stop. You know, this is just the beginning.
Yeah. That was one of the first things that kind of caught my eye when I was getting to know a little bit about your backstory and just your journey is, couldn't think of a more appropriate name for you, Phoenix, because I mean, you have constantly been remaking yourself and overcoming adversity. And so I can only imagine. So, props to you with the Feel My Fire. I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So with today, what are you up to today as far as the album has been out for over a month? What are you working towards today?
Yeah, so I always have new projects down the pipeline. So I'm definitely like prepping for the next project. But I also really want to focus on marketing this project and giving it its, you know, proper time in the sun. So just working on all the social media stuff and continuing to promote. I really want to get back to performing in 2025. So I'm going to start putting a live show together, and just want to do some local shows, start getting back out there. I haven't performed like that in a while. So I want to definitely focus on that in 2025. And then my next project is actually pretty much done. It's written, but it's a funk project and it's gonna be really fun. It is like super high energy, kind of like almost like funny and like just wild. So I'm super excited for that too. And you know, I'm kind of just in a place where I'm like doing whatever I want. And
yeah.
So I'm tapping into different genres. Just like having fun with it, and then definitely like continuing to focus on the sync side of things, working on getting more placements and TV and film and commercials, all that stuff. So that's my focus, just continuing to keep it all going and continuing to build a name for myself, build the audience and all that jazz.
Well, right on. So with your live shows, as far as style or type of venue, is there whether it be a theater or where do you prefer to perform? What kind of events do you like to put on?
Yeah, you know, that is something that I really want to narrow down this year. I would say I've performed at a lot of local venues in LA over the years. So I've done El Cid, I've done the Roxy, I've done like Los Globos and all of it. Like I've performed at a lot of places in LA. And I think it would be really amazing to play at some places that have like an audience already. There's some really cool like open mics. One of them is like Something Dope for the People. There's just like different things like that that I want to start tapping into, performing for some like nights that are kind of already set up. And then I would love to do like a bigger show as well. And I would probably do something like Hotel Cafe or El Cid again, which was one of my friends actually owns El Cid. So just like some local places. And I really want to kind of create an experience, especially with this funk project, of like just kind of wild stage show. And I think I want to do a little bit bigger band this time. Definitely like full band, but I think I want to add some singers and do something fun.
Yeah, where did that come from? What would do some funk?
Man, I don't even so the first session I ever did with Devin, who's like my new production partner, we wrote this like really high energy kind of funk song that was geared towards sync, but it was so much fun and I just love that style. And I love 70s, like I love 70s fashion. I love the music of the 70s.
Gear Patrol just called their ISO-certified dive watch the best sub-$500 dive watch, full stop. And their ceramic watch material, almost magical. The Wall Street Journal called them iconoclastic cool, potentially redefining the industry itself. Who are we talking about? It's Movement. And they're leveling up your gift-giving with the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics, Movement's got options for everyone on your list. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, be the good gifter this year with Movement's huge site-wide holiday sales and enjoy the usual fast and free shipping. Shop 30 to 60% off now at movement.com. That's MVMT.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
So I was kind of like, you know what, this is really fun. Maybe we should just like go with it and write some like ridiculous shit that's like really perfect for sync and just have fun with it. And so that's what we did. We just kept going with it. It's really fun. I love it. I love this next product. It's kind of crazy. It's definitely out there from other stuff I've put out. I'm definitely like stuck with like the R&B pop kind of vibe so far, but I'm like, you know what? Let's break out of that a little bit. Let's have some
Venture out a
fun.
little bit. We talked a little bit about Nashville for a time, but with your career and what you've done, what are some other places you've been able to travel to that kind of struck you and stuck out to you?
Through music?
Sure.
Huh. Or just in general?
Just in general, have a little
Just in
fun.
general.
Yeah.
Well, I just got back from Europe actually like last week and it was
What was you doing over
incredible.
there?
Mostly eating and shopping. And
Okay.
was awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just a trip to travel and it was amazing. So we did London, Paris, and then Milan, and like Como in Italy. And I would for sure move to Milan, no problem. I would have no money because I would spend it all on clothes because it's so insane. The fashion is wild and I absolutely loved it. Yeah, the food just, oh man, Italy has my heart for sure, 100%.
Oh, I'll tell you, every time a friend of mine comes back from Italy or France, you can't tell them nothing about clothes or food. So they are just, they're so far ahead of you and above you on that.
I feel that way. I feel that I am better than all these now.
All
Yeah,
right.
it's beautiful.
Very cool. So just back to fill my fire. For those listening who may have n not checked it out or are being introduced to you, what would you say about that album to kind of draw them in as far as like a marketing? How would you pitch it?
Yeah, my elevator pitch.
Yeah.
I would say that this album is just here to inspire everyone to step into the highest version of themselves and to just know that they are capable and powerful enough to accomplish and do whatever they choose to do in life, you know, whether that's music or crocheting or eating for a living, which I'm jealous of you that have chosen eating for a living. But
Yeah.
it's just really supposed to inspire and supposed to be an uplifting, good vibe. There are a couple songs that might be a little more melancholy, but this album is just for anyone who wants to feel good and to feel powerful and to feel inspired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a driver for me. I like to drive with it, but I could also see maybe if you were trying to work out or going for a run,
Yeah.
I could definitely see that.
There you
That would be
go. And I'm
good.
a personal trainer. That's like my side business.
Oh, look
So
out.
I was definitely going for that too. We need the workout jams. So yeah,
Yeah.
this is perfect for the
Yeah. So I mean, you obviously have that playing in the background. Look, if you're coming here, you're gonna be listening to this, huh?
I try not to make my clients hate me too much, but yeah.
Well,
Like, you have to listen to my music and you have to do these squats, so
yeah, you're gonna hate me on two fronts, okay? And we're trying to figure out the third one. How did you get into fitness? What made you want to do that?
Well, my fitness journey has been interesting as well. So I got when I was homeschooled, because we were doing music, I just started to kind of like get into fitness. I would do like videos online and all type of stuff. And I'll be to be completely transparent, I actually started working out from a really unhealthy place. I really didn't feel good about myself, and it was kind of like a it wasn't a positive thing at first. But then when I moved to Nashville, I needed a job while I worked there. And so I got hired as a sales associate at an Orange Theory Fitness that actually hadn't opened yet. So it was the first Orange Theory in Tennessee. And so I helped open the studio there. And it was hilarious because I was this like super California LA girl. And arrived like in the middle of winter. Our building wasn't built out yet, so we were like in an open. We were in a building, but it wasn't insulated, so it was freezing. And
Whoa.
I was like bundled up in the corner with my little heater every day, making phone calls, making sales for Orange Theory. So that's kind of how I started, and then from there, I started coaching for Orange Theory. Which was also an interesting thing. I actually started to get vocal damage from coaching for Orange Theory. So I had to make a choice and I decided to quit coaching so that I could keep singing.
Yeah.
And it was really sad and really hard for me. And then I had to heal my voice and all this stuff, which was crazy too. And then from there I quit for a while. I started driving for Lyft and just doing whatever odd jobs I needed to do to make money while I was doing music. And then I got in a car accident while I was driving for Lyft, and I decided to get my certifications to do one-on-one training. So that was in 2019 when I got certified, and I've been like running my own business ever since then, basically.
Very cool. And I know, like, for a lot of people, I know a lot of people who maybe similar to you, they started their fitness journey from an unhealthy place. And looking at them now, I think whenever you look in the mirror and you like what you see, it makes everything else about your life a whole lot easier.
And sometimes it's not even about that. Sometimes you just don't feel good about yourself, and it doesn't matter how you look, and you still just don't feel good about yourself, because that's really like something you have to work on from the inside out. And that was kind of my experience. Like I
Okay.
was tiny. I was tiny. I didn't need to lose any weight or anything, but I just didn't feel good about myself. And so through like my journey, and this also plays into the album too, because this is very much like the journey I've been on emotionally too, of like getting to that place where I was like, no, I feel fucking great about myself now, and I'm confident, and I deserve this, and I'm worthy of this, you know? And so that's been a really long process for me to get to that point. But yeah, fitness has definitely helped me get there for sure. Fortunately, I was able to turn it into a really positive thing into my life. And now I'm able to help other people on their journey too, which is like been such an incredible gift that I'm able to do that while I still continue to pursue my music. But yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it's hard. I mean,
Yeah.
those 5 a.m. wake up calls suck every day, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's it. And with the vocal damage, I had a friend of mine. He already had a very unique voice when it came to music, and he had to take half a year off. He went to several specialists trying to figure out what could be done with his vocal cord, and ended up there wasn't anything that could be done. All they could show him was, here are some practices that you can do to keep what you have, because what is lost is gone. And so he had to kind of rebrand his music and his stylings. Now, Phoenix, something interesting that happened. He used that to work to his game, and now nobody sounds anything like him. He
I love it.
he's in his own ballpark. And at that time it had to be the most frustrating thing, but he figured out how to use it and will it to his advantage. But yeah, I couldn't imagine being in your feet right there. And I'm coaching, doing something I enjoy, but it could also cost me something else that I really enjoy.
Oh
But that
man,
was
that's
a
just
crossroad.
scary. Man, I feel for your friend. That's such a scary place to be in. I would say, so I had to take like 10 days of vocal rest within that time frame. So I couldn't talk at all for 10 days. I have never felt so depressed in my life. That was the worst experience of my life. It was horrible. And then it took me a long time to get my voice back to normal. Thankfully, I was able to, make that shift and figure it out. And I pretty much don't struggle with my voice anymore unless I'm sick or something. But yeah, I couldn't imagine going through that. That's horrible to feel like, oh my God, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
That's scary.
I had to completely change. I could 10 days with only texting, writing notes to people, hey, I can't speak.
It was horrible.
This is what I need. Like, what is wrong with you?
Was the worst. I do not recommend.
All right. Phoenix, I wanted to ask three more questions, and once again, I do appreciate your time today. Is question one, for those
Oh,
listening,
I appreciate you. It's been awesome.
yeah. Is where's the best place to go to keep up with you and your music? Is it a website, social media? Where can people go to kind of follow your story?
Definitely social media. And I'm tapping in a lot harder this year, so it's going to be definitely the place to go. I would say TikTok and Instagram.
Okay.
It's all Phoenix Rose, Phoenyx Rose. And also Spotify. All my stuff at Spotify, the streaming platforms, you'll see all my releases there. You can follow me there as well. But yeah, definitely social media is the best.
Very cool. Question two, we talked a little bit about travels, but I wanted to ask, is there anywhere that you haven't been yet that you are wanting to go maybe in 2025?
So many places. Oh my God. I am committed to traveling in this season of my life. So Europe was like my first big trip that I've done really as an adult. And I want to keep it going. So I would say Spain. I would love to go back to Italy. I would love to do Greece. I would love to do like Thailand and Japan, Costa Rica. I don't know. I want to go everywhere. Brazil. I want to eat and eat through the world.
Hey, there you go. Yeah,
That's my goal.
I've had the opportunity to spend quite a bit of time in like the Caribbean islands and Central and South America, and I haven't made it out to Europe or Asia yet, but I'm trying to get out that way myself. There's nothing like traveling, right? You get a brand new breadth of just how people do lives in different parts of the world, and it can change your whole perspective.
We, our way of living is not the only way, and it's not the best way. Definitely
Sure.
good to get out of your own environment and see other people's culture, other people's worlds. What's your favorite country? I'm curious where
That
you've
I've
been.
been to? Oh, so it's probably been 10 years now. We went to Chile for 2 weeks. We were in Santiago, but we had one day to where we went to Viña del Mar. And Phoenix, I'll tell you, we were standing it was the first time that I had seen the Pacific Ocean. You got pretty good access to it, but I've got the Gulf of Mexico and maybe the Atlantic from time to time, but we got sandy beaches, and over there it was like rocky shores, and you would stand out on the beach and you would just look off into the distance and you would see these old Spanish castles just sitting on cliff sides overlooking the Pacific. It was the
Oh
most
my
it's
God.
I mean, I can still see it in my mind's eye. It was probably the most beautiful thing I've seen in my life so far, and I want to
Oh
get
my
back. But I think about Ireland and some of those pictures, and maybe getting over there to see that stuff. I mean, they have a lot of hit. There's so much history in those. There's so much culture. The United States is such a young country when it comes to comparing to Europe and other places in the world, and just seeing the culture and the art and the history is fairly phenomenal.
The craftsmanship, it's like even just the buildings, you're like, what? Like, just the city is an art. It's a work of art itself, it's incredible walking around seeing the craftsmanship. Like, we just don't have that anymore.
Yeah, and it's even down to the cobblestone that you're walking on, right? I mean, it
It's
was
so
like
insane.
everything about the city, the designs of the building, everything was so thought of. And I couldn't imagine if I had more like a month or 2 months to be able to stay in a place like that, all the inspiration that would probably come to it to where you could write or
Oh my
paint or
God,
whatever you needed to do. Or, I mean, we could
that would be
you could just eat and shop till you drop too, though, right?
my gosh, Have you seen the show Somebody Feed Phil?
No, I haven't seen this. What is that?
It's amazing. He's my favorite person. So he was a writer on Everybody Loves Raymond,
Okay, good
and
show.
that's his only qualification. He doesn't have any like food background really, but he just likes to eat. And the show is just him traveling everywhere in the world, eating all the best food and just telling the community's story and stuff. And I'm like, that is what I want to do for my life.
Yeah. Very cool. I mean, that's maybe a little bit different, but Anthony Bourdain did that for a while with some of his shows, I think he coined Nashville hot chicken because, like, I remember 10 years ago that wasn't a thing. I don't know where that came from.
That's crazy. Yes,
Oh,
the power of food.
good plug. Last question, and I'll get out of your hair is 2025 is coming up. You said that you got the Spunk project. You're wanting to play some live events. But I want to know, what was your favorite part of this interview?
This interview. Oh my gosh. Well, I love talking about travel with you. I
Right on.
It's really cool to be able to kind of tell my story and my background in this way. I don't feel like I've really tapped into that yet. I don't feel like I've really like shared my full experience with people yet. So it's been really a blessing to share that, and especially to share with like young artists. Like, I've been doing this for 18 years professionally, and it's been a long road. It's been a hard road, and but it's worth it, and you can still pursue your dreams, even if it might look different than what you were thinking, even if it might take longer than what you thought, even if you have to reinvent yourself a million times. Like, it's a blessing for me to be able to share that with people.
And I'll tell you, just to piggyback off that, is oftentimes I think whenever we find someone that has quote unquote made it in music or maybe on the TV, we pick up right where we found them. We often don't think about all the years and all the work that led to that moment. And I think we forget about the grind.
Because it's a grind, let me tell you. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of your own money. It takes a lot of investing in yourself and continuing to just not quit on yourself. And I don't feel like I've even made it by any means yet, but I still see the vision, and I still believe in myself, which is an amazing thing. Because
Absolutely, absolutely,
it's
and
not easy to maintain that.
yeah,
So,
it's a whole lot easier just to give up, right?
So thank you for giving me the opportunity to share.
Hey, I'll tell you, I'd love to have you on again, and we can dig a little bit
Absolutely.
deeper into the backstory, especially I'll probably hit you back up when the funk project comes back around.
Come on, I can't wait. It's
So
gonna be a good one.
I can't wait to hear it. Gonna have me moving and shaking around.
Absolutely.
We do this open mic in Columbus, Mississippi. And I have been asking for well over a month for horn players to start coming out. And
I have to come join y'all, Mississippi.
it's starting to happen. And we had our open mic last night, and we had horns galore. And hey, we had a real good
I
time.
love
And
it.
it was cool to like see like different genres and instruments that wouldn't usually be in that genre kind of fuse and meld, and it kind of, it transformed it a little bit. It was a very interesting
Yes.
night.
I love it. Oh my gosh, that sounds so fun. Yes, I would love to come out. We'll have to plan
That
that.
souns good.
That'd be
So,
sick.
oh, there's some food in Mississippi. There's a reason why we're one of the fattest states. Look out.
Come on, I'm ready to go.
All right, Phoenix. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too.
Gear Patrol just called their ISO-certified dive watch the best sub-$500 dive watch, full stop. And their ceramic watch material, almost magical. The Wall Street Journal called them iconoclastic cool, potentially redefining the industry itself. Who are we talking about? It's Movement. And they're leveling up your gift-giving with the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics. Movement's got options for everyone on your list, whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself. Be the good gifter this year with Movement's huge site-wide holiday sales and enjoy the usual fast and free shipping. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com. That's MVMT.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.